Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem Ram Golda, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, the fifth parak Hanizokin. The Zichru Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichru Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three tells we're going to focus on are one, beginning on the bottom Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara relates that Onkelos, who was the nephew of Titus, raised Titus from the dead and asked him, "Man Chashiv Bahayama, who is Chashiv in the Olam Haba?" He responded, "Israel." He then asked him if he should convert, and Titus said, "Milehu nefishin, their laws are numerous, and you will not be able to fulfill them. Instead, Unko should go and attack them, for it's written, 'Bayutzareha la rosh, Israel's enemies become leaders.' Kol meitzu Yisrael nasa rosh, whoever persecutes Israel becomes a leader." On this stuff, the Gemara relates that Onkelos then raised Bilam and a sinner of Israel separately from the dead, and asked whether he should convert. Bilam answered, "Lo tidro shlomam v'tovasim kol yamim, do not seek their peace or benefit all the days." The sinner of Israel answered, "Seek their benefit and do not harm them. Kol nogeh ben kilo nogeh b'vavas eino, whoever touches them is like one who touches the pupil of his eye," meaning he hurts himself by trying to harm them. The Gemara relates how each of them was punished and concludes, "Tochazi ma ben poshu Yisrael nevi'e umas ha'olam ovdei avodah zorah." Look at the difference between the sinners of Israel and the prophets of the idol-worshipping nations of the world. The sinner of Israel advised Onkelos to seek the Jewish people's good, whereas Bilam advised him not to see to their benefit. Point number two, the Gemara relates that Nebuzaradan, Nebuchadnezzar's general, found the blood of Zechariah bubbling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. When he inquired about its source, he was told it was the blood of Karbanos. After comparing with animal blood and seeing it didn't match, he threatened to torture them if they didn't tell him the truth. They revealed that it was the blood of Zechariah the Navi, who was murdered because he rebuked them, and whose blood had not rested since the incident over 250 years earlier. Nebuzaradan resolved to appease him and began slaughtering the Sanhedrin, young men and women and children, but the blood still did not rest. He exclaimed, "Zechariah, Zechariah, tovim shebehen ibadetim. Zechariah, Zechariah, their finest I have destroyed. Do you want me to destroy them all?" At that moment, the blood finally rested. Thoughts of tshuva entered his mind. "Ma imal nefesh achas kach, if the punishment for killing one soul is so severe, ha'u gavur dekatol kohani nishmaso achas kama v'kama, then this man," referring to himself, "who killed so many souls, how much more so? He fled and converted to Judaism." And point number three, the Gemara gives several examples illustrating the pasuk, "Ki alecha horagnu kol yom," because for you we have been killed all the time, "Nechshavnu k'tzon tivcha," we have been considered like sheep for slaughter. Rav Yehuda says, "Zo isha v'shiva b'neha," this is exemplified by the woman and her seven sons. Each son was brought before the Caesar, who demanded he worship an idol, and each refused by responding with a pasuk and was taken away and killed. The Caesar told the youngest son that he would throw down his signet ring, and the son would bend down to pick it up, giving the appearance that he was bowing to the image on it. The son responded, "Chavalach Caesar, Chavalach Caesar, woe to you, Caesar, woe to you, Caesar, al kavod atmecha kach, if for your own honor there's such concern, al kavod akosh baruch hu achas kama v'kama, then for Hashem's honor, how much more so?" When he was taken to be killed, his mother requested to kiss him. She told him, "Banai uchuvi imru Avram avichem, my sons, go tell Avram your forefather, ata akadata mizbech echad, you bound a carbon on one mizbech, vani akadati shiva mizbechos, but I bound carbonus on seven mizbechos." She went up to a roof, fell off, and died. A baskol issued forth, "Em habanim smecha," the mother of the children rejoices. So once again, the three points are number one, beginning on the bottom daf, Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara relates that Onkelos, who was the nephew of Titus, raised Titus from the dead and asked him, "Man Chashiv Bahayama, who is Chashiv in Olam Haba?" He responded, "Israel." He then asked him if he should convert, and Titus said, "Milehu nefishin, their laws are numerous, and you will not be able to fulfill them. Instead, Unko should go and attack them, for it's written, 'Bayutzareha la rosh, Israel's enemies become leaders. Kol meitzu Yisrael nasa rosh, whoever persecutes Israel becomes a leader.'" On this stuff, the Gemara relates that Onkelos then raised Bilam and a sinner of Israel separately from the dead and asked whether he should convert. Bilam answered, "Lo tidro shlomam v'tovasim kol yamim, do not seek their peace or benefit all the days." The sinner of Israel answered, "Seek their benefit and do not harm them. Kol nogeh ben kilo nogeh b'vavas eino, whoever touches them is like one who touches the pupil of his eye," meaning he hurts himself by trying to harm them. The Gemara relates how each of them was punished and concludes, "Tochazi ma ben poshu Yisrael nevi'e umas ha'olam ovdei avodah zorah." Look at the difference between the sinners of Israel and the prophets of the idol-worshipping nations of the world. The sinner of Israel advised Onkelos to seek the Jewish people's good, whereas Bilam advised him not to see to their benefit. Point number two, the Gemara relates that Nebuzaradan, Nebuchadnezzar's general, found the blood of Zechariah bubbling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. When he inquired about its source, he was told it was the blood of Karbanos. After comparing with animal blood and seeing it didn't match, he threatened to torture them if they didn't tell him the truth. They revealed that it was the blood of Zechariah the Navi, who was murdered because he rebuked them, and whose blood had not rested since the incident over 250 years earlier. Nebuzaradan resolved to appease him and began slaughtering the Sanhedrin, young men and women and children, but the blood still did not rest. He exclaimed, Zechariah, Zechariah, Tovim Shebehen Ibadetim. Zechariah, Zechariah, their finest I have destroyed. Do you want me to destroy them all? At that moment, the blood finally rested. Thoughts of tshuva entered his mind. Ma imal nefesh achas kach. If the punishment for killing one soul is so severe, then this man, referring to himself, who killed so many souls, how much more so? He fled and converted to Judaism. And point number three, the Gemara gives several examples illustrating the pasuk, ki alecha haragnu kol yom, because for you we have been killed all the time, nechshavnu ketzon tivcha, we have been considered like sheep for slaughter. Rav Yehuda says, zo isha v'shiva banel, this is exemplified by the woman and her seven sons. Each son was brought before the Caesar, who demanded he worship an idol, and each refused by responding with a pasuk and was taken away and killed. The Caesar told the youngest son that he would throw down his signet ring, and the son would bend down to pick it up, giving the appearance that he was bowing to the image on it. The son responded, Chaval lach Caesar, Chaval lach Caesar, woe to you, Caesar, woe to you, Caesar, al kavod atzmecha kach, if for your own honor there's such concern, al kavod akosh baruch hu la'achas kama v'kama, then for Hashem's honor, how much more so? When he was taken to be killed, his mother requested to kiss him. She told him, Banai uchubi imru Avram avichem, my sons, go tell Avram your forefather, Ata akadata mizbech echad, you bound a carbon on one mizbech, Vani akadati shiva mizbechos, but I bound carbonus on seven mizbechos. She went up to a roof, fell off, and died. A baskol issued forth, Em habanim smecha, the mother of the children rejoices. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Zayin, and our standard Siman is a nose, and we often use Pinocchio in the Siman, so here goes. The puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, who then suspended them over what looked like boiling blood, just as a righteous mother holding a picture of her seven sons jumped off her rooftop. Once again, in slow motion. The puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses. Puppets with long noses? That must be Siman Daf Nun Zayin. The puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, which reminds the Gemara relates how Uncas raised his uncle Titus, Bilam, and a Jewish sinner from the dead, and asked if he should convert, and their various responses. So the puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, who then suspended them over what looked like boiling blood, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened when Nebuzaradan, Nebuchadnezzar's general, found the blood of Zechariah bubbling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So the puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, who then suspended them over what looked like boiling blood, just as a righteous mother holding a picture of her seven sons jumped off her rooftop. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident of the woman and her seven sons who were brought before Caesar and refused to worship an idol. So once again, the puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, who then suspended them over what looked like boiling blood, just as a righteous mother holding a picture of her seven sons jumped off her rooftop. All right, so now it's time for four Barabbah Chazara. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, Nigerian prince? That must be more Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince in the green robes, who had his attendants examine food someone was matame, to determine if in fact it was hezek sheino nicker, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about hezek sheino nicker, damage which isn't recognizable. Chizki holds that one is chai mederaisin for, but the rabbis exempted an unintentional damager, kidei sheyodio, so that he'll inform the owner that his food is prohibited. If he would be chai, he may hesitate to inform the owner, causing him to eat the prohibited food. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and holds hezek sheino nicker, lo shmei hezek. Unrecognizable damage is not considered genuine damage. The rabbis penalize one who intentionally damaged this way, so that everyone should not go and be matame's friend's tower of foods and say, Patrani, I'm exempt. So the Nigerian prince in the green robes who had his attendants examine food someone was matame to determine if in fact it was hezek sheino nicker was outraged when the thief who stole his treasure box of coins returned the coins after the government had declared they were no longer in circulation. Which reminds us, Rapapa challenged Chizkiah from a Mishnah. Gazamat Bey of Anipsal, one who stole a coin and it was disqualified for use by the government, the thief may return and say, what's yours is before you, and returned, and it's not high for its loss in value. So we see conclusively from here that hezek sheino nicker, lav shmei hezek, is not considered damage. So the Nigerian prince in the green robes who had his attendants examine food someone was matame to determine if in fact it was hezek sheino nicker was outraged when the thief who stole his treasure box of coins returned the coins after the government had declared they were no longer in circulation, and insisted that even one who damages like this b'shogeg should be penalized atumezid, just like the Jews do when it comes to prohibiting food that was cooked on their Sabbath, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why Rebbe Meir holds we penalize shogeg atu mezid when it comes to hezek sheno nikker, but do not do so when it comes to hamavash b'shabbos b'shogeg, one who cooks b'shogeg on Shabbos, and why Rebbe Yudah holds we do not penalize shogeg atu mezid when it comes to hezek sheno nikker, but do penalize shogeg atu mezid when it comes to bishul b'shogeg on Shabbos. Daf Nun Dalet, so the Siman Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. The Kohen, who was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish, green noodles, that must be on Daf Nun Dalet, noodles. The Kohen, who was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish made from Tahor Truma, repaid him a shogeg with Tamei Chul, and which reminds us, the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis asserted that Rebbe Meir penalizes a shogeg as severely as Mezid for a Rabban, yet he rules in a Brisa that if a non-Kohen ate Tahor Truma b'shogeg, instead of paying him Tahor Chulin, he paid him a Tamei Chulin, which cannot be eaten since it becomes Truma. Rebbe Meir says, b'shogeg tashum of tashumim, if it was done b'shogeg, the payment is valid. But Mezid, the payment is invalid. The Gemara answers that this is not comparable, since there, when paying with Tamei Chulin, the man intended to pay as required. Should we go and penalize him for mistakenly paying with Tamei Produce? So the Kohen was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish made from Tahor Truma, repaid him b'shogeg with Tamei Chulin. Wasn't believed when he told the man he was mafagel the carbon he brought on his behalf the day before, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa that if one was preparing Tahor items for another, and he told him the Tahor items are prepared for he became Tamei, or if he was preparing Karbanos for another by sacrificing them, and he told him the Karbanos are prepared for you became Pigol, he's believed. However, if he said that items he prepared on a previous day became Tamei or Pigol, he's not believed. Abai explains the difference, Kol Shebiyado Neman, anything within his ability to do now, he's believed to say he did. But something that's no longer in his ability to do, such as something that was done the day before, he's not believed. Rava gives a different explanation. So the Kohen, who was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish made from Tahor Truma, repaid him b'shogeg with Tamei Chulin, wasn't believed when he told the man he was mafago the carbon he brought on his behalf the day before, and that the Sefer Torah he had written for him that was now in this man's possession was puzzle, because he didn't write Hashem's names, Lishma. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates an incident of a sofer told Rabbi Ami about a Sefer Torah he wrote for someone. I did not write the mentions of Hashem's names, Lishma, which would invalidate the entire Sefer Torah. After determining the Torah was in the purchaser's possession, Rabbi Ami responded, "Ne'man atal habsid scharcha. You are believed to forfeit your wages since you admitted you didn't perform the work properly. V'yat ne'man habsid sefer Torah, but you're not believed to disqualify the sefer Torah." Daf Nun Hey. So the Simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The stolen chattis thief who got hungry whizzing past green speed limit signs. That must be on Daf Nun Hey, speed limit sign of 55. The stolen chattis thief who got hungry whizzing past green speed limit signs being held by sad kohanim, which reminds us, Yochanan ben Gugada taught, "Al chattis hagazua shel nodu l'rabim," concerning a stolen chattis, meaning a stolen animal, which the thief designated as a chattis, which is not publicly known to have been stolen, shehim echaperes mifnei tikkun hamizbech, that it atones for the thief's chattis obligation for the benefit of the mizbech. Ula says, biblically speaking, whether it was known or not, it doesn't atone for the thief, because yeush kedig l'kani, the owner's despair alone, does not acquire ownership for the thief. Nevertheless, the rabbis instituted that where the stolen status of the animal is unknown, it atones for the thief's obligation, so that the kohanim should not be saddened by the later discovery that they ate illegitimate sacrificial meat, meaning chulin brought as a carbon. This is called tikkun hamizbeach, the benefit of the mizbeach, because kohanim would hesitate in the future to bring karbanis. Rav Yehuda brings a different explanation. So the stolen chattis thief who got hungry whizzing past green speed limit signs being held by sad kohanim stopped to shech the carbon outside the mikdash, unaware he'll be chayiv karis by rabbinic decree, which reminds us, Rava challenged Ula from a brisa which teaches about a stolen animal which the thief was makdish. If he shechted it outside the mikdash, in such a case, anish karis, he's liable to karis. This proves that yeush is sufficient for the thief to own and be makdish the animal, for otherwise it wouldn't be karis for shechting outside the mikdash. Rav Shivzi answered, it means karis medivrehim. It's karis by rabbinical decree. Rav explained that the karis was engendered due to a rabbinical decree. The rabbis placed it in the thief's possession using the principle of hefker based in hefker, so you should be chayv for karis for shechting it outside the mikdash. So the stolen chattis thief who got hungry whizzing past green speed limit signs being held by sad kohanim stopped to shech the carbon outside the mikdash, unaware he'll be chayv karis by rabbinical decree, and that he was standing on land being sold by a sikrikon who had taken it from a Jew, which reminds us, Gemara discusses purchasing land from a sikrikon and an idolater who sees land from a Jew. Daf Nun Vav. So the Zimmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going nu. So here goes. The shusher in shul, that must be more in Daf Nun Vav. The Shusher and Shulam Tisha B'Av, who shushed everybody with his long green finger so they could carefully listen to the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, which reminds us the following three blunt discuss the Churban and Bai Sheni in detail, beginning with the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. So the Shusher and Shulam Tisha B'Av, who shushed everybody with his long green finger so they could carefully listen to the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, and then hear the Shir on Rabbi Yochanan's three requests from Vespasian, which reminds us the Gemara brings a background behind Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's three requests of Vespasian of Tenli Yavne v'chachamecha, grant me Yavne and its sages to be spared, the line of Rabbi Gamliel, the eventual Nasi from David's line, and doctors secure Rabbi Tzadok from his years of fasting. Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Kiva declared about him, Hashem turns wise men backwards and makes their intelligent foolish. He should have said to leave them this time and spare Yerushalayim. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan was afraid that Vespasian would not grant him anything. So the Shusher and Shulam Tisha B'Av, who shushed everybody with his long green finger so they could carefully listen to the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, and then hear the Shir on Rabbi Yochanan's three requests from Vespasian, was complimented by the rabbi, who said that the shush's shush was so loud it would have stopped the gnat picking away at Titus's brain. Which reminds us, the Gemara describes what occurred when Titus was sent in Vespasian's place. He did despicable things in the Kodesh Kodashim and was eventually punished by the tiny gnat who entered his nose and picked at his brain for 7 years. Once he passed a smith hammering, and the gnat stopped. For the next 3 days, he had a smith banging in his presence until the gnat became accustomed to the sound and returned. The Gemara describes its great size when Titus died. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have about the takana of the chatas gezua, the stolen chatas, that's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do the case of the tahor truma, which was eaten and then repaid with tamei chulin, that's on daf? Nun dalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn about Nivrezura Adan, discovering the blood of Zechariah on the floor of the base of Mikdash, that's on daf? Nun zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa? That's on daf? Nun vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn about Uncleus raising his uncle Titus, Bilam, and a Jewish sinner from the dead and asking them if he should convert? That's on daf? Nun zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about purchasing the land from a Sikrikon, an idolater who sees the land from a Jew? That's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number 7. Which of the one nixe yosomim harian kehektish? Property of orphans is like hektish when it comes to sales. That's on daf. Nun beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf the one about the woman and her 7 sons who were brought before Caesar and refused to worship an idol? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Good. Number 9. Which of the one about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's 3 requests from Vespasian? That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that if one stole coins and returned them after the government stopped circulating them, he's not chai for their loss in value? That's on daf. Nun gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.